Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third, the left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball towards center. Evers catches it and throws to third to double up Dillinger. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Lake reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Wertz moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Wertz scores. Evers moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Kell scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Leaner moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to home to get Leaner. Hitchcock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hitchcock moves to third. Moss moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Moss scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball four. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Leaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Coleman trying to get to home. Mayo throws to Wagner, who tags Coleman for the out. Stevens moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lake bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kramer, and towards Stevens, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Moss and he is out, Hitchcock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Overmyer hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Witt pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walter Brown now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.